You're listening to the Everybody's Hungry segment, part of Tom and Sandy's 805 on KVTA 1590 AM.
The 805. Representing for everyone in the 805.
It's all about the 805.
From the very best of Ventura County, it's live in the 805. Now, back to your hosts, Tom and Sandy.
Welcome back. We're Tom and Sandy 805 at KVTA 1590. Don't forget to check out our website, which is up now, tomandsandy805.com.
And on that website, you'll see where the favorites are. And of course, one of our favorites is 9021 Pho. And a couple days ago, I could have said to Sandy, hey, let's go get some pho soup because it was rainy.
I would have gone.
Cold. It was just all of a sudden, everything had changed, and that soup just, oh, my goodness, it's wonderful. But then all of a sudden, it's going to heat up this week. They're saying it's going to be 80, 85 or something by Monday or Tuesday. You go in there, and you get the fresh spring rolls. I mean, just absolutely wonderful. 9021 Pho. It's at 30990 Russell Ranch Road, and one of the best features about it is curbside pickup. Instead of stopping on the way home and going into McDonald's and Jack in the Box and all the things that put on the weight, go in there, get some fresh food. They'll bring it right out to your car. Give them a call at
818-597-1902. The Everybody's Hungry segment is brought to you by Mogul. Mogul's Dining Rewards and Loyalty Program helps consumers earn 10% cash back while dining at some of their favorite locations. Mogul is also helping put a dent in the fight against hunger. Through their partnership with Ventura County Credit Union, Mogul is making an impact right here in Ventura County by donating one meal to FoodShare every time a member spends $20 or more at those very same restaurants. Don't miss out on this fun and rewarding opportunity where Mogul encourages you to eat out, cash in, do good. Sign up today at vccu.mogul.com and use referral code FoodShare. That's vccu.mogl.com and use referral code FoodShare. With over 102,000 hungry Ventura County residents in need, every dollar spent and every meal donated can make a difference.
I think he went over his 60 second.
I don't know. And this is Walter Cronkite. He put on his radio voice on that, didn't he?
Jason, if you're listening, good job.
Good job, man. I mean, it's like, and don't you dare forget. Okay, we've got, of course, Jason's out of town, and we brought in another one of the great farmers around here, and everybody knows this guy, of course, is, well, the Petty Ranch man, Chris Sayer. So, Chris, good morning.
Morning, Tom. Morning, Sandy.
I just took a picture of your beautiful figs, and I posted it on Facebook. So if you want to see what we're talking about, definitely go on Facebook.
Yeah, you got a couple different kinds there, it looks like.
Yeah, we brought in four different varieties this morning.
Oh, four.
I had to scramble a little bit. I was supposed to pick the ones for demo this morning, yesterday afternoon, and completely forgot. So I was out there at 6 o'clock in the morning with a flashlight picking up.
So the way it goes when you don't take Tom and Sandy as a priority?
Exactly.
That's
exactly.
It.
I've got to keep my priorities straight.
Yeah.
So before you start talking about figs,
sure.
I have a question I've always wanted to know.
Okay.
What is the proper way to eat a fig?
Any way you want to eat them is the proper way to eat them.
Okay.
With your mouth, usually, yeah. Sandy.
Well, because some people, like, know. Eat them only on the inside.
Some people eat the outside.
Yeah, so I was wondering what the proper way was.
So I don't know if it's proper.
Okay.
But what I'll say is that probably 90% of the figs I end up eating, I eat in the field straight off the tree, and I usually sort of split it and turn it more or less inside out.
Yeah, and just kind of open it up and chunk it out.
And then just suck the good stuff out of the middle. The skins are edible, and usually I eat them when I'm inside. But you know, out in the field, I don't have a chance to wash it. And you know, washing the produce is always a good idea. You know, anything you're going to put in your mouth if it's been outside for a few months, usually you like to wash it. But since I can't do that, you know, I just eat the inside.
Got
that's
it.
Clean.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, when I pull a tomato off, I just eat it out there in my garden.
Worms and everything.
Well, I look for a worm. I mean, I'm not going to just whoop him down, but
it builds up your resistance.
Yeah, that's it, absolutely. You know.
All right, so tell us about figs.
Okay, so figs are, you know, they're a new crop to us, but they're actually one of the oldest human crops ever. You know, fig cultivation goes back possibly as much as about 10,000 years. They think they might have been one of the first things humans ever cultivated. One of the very first things that was grown here in California.
Yeah.
You know, the classic Black Mission fig was brought here by the Franciscan missionaries. Every mission up and down the coast has one or two. And so it's just been a staple just of human civilization, but of California as well. But they disappeared for almost centuries. Just people weren't growing them on a commercial scale very much, except for the ones that were getting turned into Fig Newtons, which is kind of a shame.
Fig Newton.
I love Fig Newtons.
I do, too. But that thing they brought last week was not a Fig Newton.
No, it was.
That was a Whole Foods Fig Newton.
It was a faux
Newton. It was a faux Newton, yes.
So, so we... You know, we sort of backed into this. We have a fig tree out at our ranch that is at least 85 years old. But the truth is nobody knows because, you know, there's nobody left alive in my family that remembers it not being there. So 85 is a guess. It's at least 85, I'd say.
Wow.
But a few years ago, when we were getting started with Meyer Lemons, and I was making more connections with some of the chefs and caterers, you know, I started working a lot with Tim Kilcoyne, then at the Sidecar, now with Scratch.
Sure.
I know you guys know Tim.
Yeah, he'll be on at the 8 o'clock hour.
Awesome.
Oh, good, good. And so, you know, I took him in some Meyer Lemons one day, but it was fig season, and I just brought him in a little basket of figs. I said, hey, you know, I don't know if you use these, but we've got some. And, you know, Tim's usually really laid back, as you know.
Yeah.
And I've never seen his eyes get this big. He's, yes, yes, we'll use them more. How
like
much?
He's never seen a fig before.
Oh,
he makes this fig jam that is like to die for.
I know.
And so, you know, for a couple of years,
you
know, Tim just took everything he could get off that tree. And then people were coming to us and saying, we heard you've got figs. Do you have other varieties? Do you have a longer season? Do you have this?
Yeah.
Do you have that?
Wow.
And I'm ashamed to say it took me a couple of years to sort of put that all together. But as we had a few acres coming up that was coming out of lemons and ready to go into something else, I suddenly realized, hey, here's our chance to try something new. So we've got 4 acres now with 8 different varieties of figs. And we're just trying out to see which ones work,
which ones grow best,
which ones grow well.
Right.
Which ones stand up to cold, which ones stand up to hot, which ones, you know, handle rough handling.
Yeah.
So it's an experiment in progress. We're our own guinea pig on this.
Yeah. Well, those are some beautiful figs right there. I've got about 4 fig trees in my yard. And one of the neat things about fig trees is they're very ornamental. In other words, the branches grow out when they have those giant leaves. And even in the winter when all the leaves are gone, it's really a neat looking tree.
Yeah, the different varieties, you know, each one has sort of its own growth habit now.
Yeah.
So at first I didn't know. Now I can look at it even without the leaves of the fruit and go, okay, I know what that one is. I know what that one is. But, you know, some of them really grow upright. Some of them just sprawl along the ground.
You know
like
who kind of brought figs to the light was Eve. Remember? She dressed in fig leaves. I'm serious.
In fact, I just went to a party and I had a naked outfit on and I had a fig leaf over my... That's true.
So what kind of figs do you have there?
So we brought 4 of the ones that were growing here this morning. So one of them is, this is actually off the old family tree.
Huh.
You know, we've always called it a Black Mission fig, but actually now that we've got Black Mission figs from a nursery growing right next to it, it's a little different. And so I don't know whether this is just sort of its own one-off tree, the only one of its kind, or it's just that the strain of Black Mission was a little different, you know, 8 decades ago. But it's slightly different. It tastes a little different, looks a little different.
Smaller.
Yeah. Now, of course, all the stuff is a little small this week because of all the, you know, we went from, you know, hot and dry to cold and wet. And, you know, that stresses the trees a little bit. So the fruit's a little smaller. On the other hand, the sugars are concentrated, just like wine grapes.
So it's a little sweeter.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is the Black Mission or Harry's fig, we always call it when it's off this tree. We've got this one that's white on the inside. This one's called an Osborne Prolific.
Uh-huh.
And it's got a very, very mild fig flavor, but it's very sweet. Tastes like cane sugar. Or I've heard some people compare it to sweet tea.
Oh, wow.
You know, the southern. So the fig flavor is mild, but very, sort of a very rich sugar taste.
Yeah.
We've got brown turkey, and these are one of the big ones.
Yeah, that is a big fig.
And again, these are smaller than they've been running most of the season. And one of the things which is cool with them is they've got this sort of big cavity in the middle. Down at Paradise Pantry on Main Street, they've gone through a bunch of these this year. And they fill that up with either blue cheese or goat cheese.
Oh, man.
Wrap the whole thing up in prosciutto and then into the broiler. And then when that comes out, then it gets, I think it was a balsamic Pinot Noir type reduction on it.
Ooh,
good stuff.
That
Very
sounds fantastic. Wow. That's easy to make at home.
Yeah, actually.
Yeah,
you know,
that would be easy.
They're not actually that difficult to work with. You know, basically you pair them up with anything that's creamy, anything that's salty, or anything else that's sweet, and you really can't miss.
So if somebody wants to just take a fig today, just slice it in half, and then stuff it with blue cheese, wrap it with prosciutto, or even bacon, I would imagine. You could use bacon, if somebody didn't have prosciutto. Wrap it up, put it in the oven, let it cook a little bit, let it melt the cheese, bring
the
it
broiler.
Out in a little broiler, and then a little balsamic flavored, balsamic on top. Oh, my God, you got it made.
I
might try that.
Bacon, salami, basically any sort of sweet,
salt.
Salty meat. Yeah, you want
salt.
You want salt to balance off the
sweetness.
The sweetness. Mm-hmm. And, some sort of something a little creamy. I heard in the last segment while Farmer John was here, you guys were talking about the dinner the other night where I saw you, Sandy, in that one squash dish that they made, that sort of spicy compote that was on the top. Jason had used had used figs in that.
Oh.
So some of our figs were in there. That was what was giving some of the sweet to balance off those chilies.
That was amazing.
So the sweet can play off hot as well as just salty or
so good.
Yeah, fig with heat would be a really good jelly or cheese. Over in Italy, they do a lot with figs. Of course, it's huge over there.
Oh, sure.
But the cheese and the fig spreads that go on top of the cheese are just absolutely wonderful.
Yeah, they do great. Any type of cheese or charcuterie, they're awesome.
Where can we find your figs?
So right now, because we're still in sort of the startup phase and trees take a lot longer to get going than vegetables, we're almost entirely working with restaurants and caterers.
Okay.
But this weekend, actually, we're doing our own pop-up farm stand. That's going to be on Sunday, 11 to 2, out at our farm on Darling Road.
Okay.
And that's a mile east of Wells Road out there near Santa Clara.
I know that place really
well. Yeah,
okay.
So we're right out there. And we're going to have the Scratch food truck's going to be out for 11 to 2.
Oh,
Tim's
cool.
working up some fig ideas into the menu. You know how Tim works. I have
oh,
no
yeah.
idea what it's going to be.
Ooh, I may have to just go over there. I follow him.
Yeah.
I just love him.
Yeah, she's a groupie.
I am a groupie.
And, we're trying to do sort of our own spin on it. You know, I love the farm dinners that people can put on that are really elegant. And I love some of the stuff that people do, that are more entertainment oriented.
Mm-hmm.
We're trying to do something that's sort of like really minimalist, almost like it was just a regular working day on the farm.
Yeah.
And then we stopped work, the food truck shows up, and everybody eats. So, picnic tables, hay bales, that's pretty much it. It's going to be really sort of a low-key event.
Love it.
But a chance to really sort of see what the farm looks like on a daily basis.
Excellent, excellent. Well, you did a great job of filling in for Jason today.
I think
you
did better.
Thank you.
I think, unfortunately, I think you did better.
Yeah, I think Jason's gone now.
Yeah.
So we're going to want you to...
Oh, we can say that then. Okay, great.
We're going to want you to cut the new commercial so we don't have Walter Cronkite on it.
I know.
He did a pretty good job.
Now, the story.
He sounded did. Pretty serious.
He
on
did
that
do
radio
a good job. Well, thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
Appreciate it.
Well, we're going to go on a quick break. We're going to pay some bills. We're Tom and Sandy's 805 on KVTA 1590.
You've been listening to the Everybody's Hungry segment on Tom and Sandy's 805. Follow us at everybodyshungry.org on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Google+.